16 minutes after 4 Central African time. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad this early Wednesday morning on the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا إِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 71 and 72. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala starts this verse, Walau. So Walau, or just Law, comes for hypothetically, for argument's sake. So therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is telling the non-Muslims, you are the people, وَلَوِتَّبَأُ الْحَقُّ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If, for argument's sake, and hypothetically, the truth and the wahi, the revelation, had to follow your whims, fancies and desires, hypothetically, then what should have happened? لَفَسَدَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Then the whole, all the skies, the heavens and the earth, and whosoever woman fiin, everybody therein, that everybody should perish, there should be mayhem, chaos. Like Almighty Allah states, لَوْكَانَ فِيهِمَا عَلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. Again, you see the word low is used. If in the heavens and the earth there were many, many deities, there were semi-gods and demigods, everything besides Almighty Allah, then there should be absolute chaos, mayhem in the heavens and in the earth. So here also Almighty Allah is teaching us, if hypothetically, it's a conditional clause, this truth, the Quran or the revelation, for argument's sake, had to follow your whims and fancies. So therefore, Almighty Allah even addresses Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa in tuti' man fil ard, hypothetically, again, in conditional clause, that if you follow akthara man fil ard, majority of the people, what they call democracy, yudhillu kan sabilillah, they will lead you astray from the path of Allah. Allah is addressing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the message is for me and you. Iyattabi'una illa dhwan, they follow nothing but conjecture and guesswork. Wa inuhum illa yakhrusun, and they are only taking chances, and they are only estimating, and there's conjecture and so forth. Chapter 6, verse number 116. So we find so many verses of that nature. So what is the truth? Bal, nay, it will not happen what you are dreaming, thinking and desiring. Ataynahum bidhikrihim, we have brought to them the reminder for them, the Quran Sharif, the final constitution, the noble Quran, the glorious Quran, and we gave the final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe. But when we gave them the best of the best, what is their response? For hum an dhikrihim uridun. So remember the reminder that came to them, the best message, the greatest messenger for all time, all places. Then they are mu'ridun, turning away from the truth instead of embracing the truth. Am tas'aluhum kharja? Is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asking you for any recompense, for any wages, for any salary? Nay, nothing. Because he, the Master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, knows, فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ. The reward, that of your sustainer, nourisher, provider, is the best of the best. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. And he, Almighty Allah, jalla wala, is the best of providers and sustainers. So Almighty Allah addresses the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. Say to them, I ask you for no recompense and no wages. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you must love my kith and kin. You must love my household. And that refers to the Muslim members of the family of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Open chapter 42, Surah Ash-Shura, and verse number 23. So therefore, we say first our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, thereafter our love for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the prophets and messengers, thereafter the household, the Ahlul Bayt and family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and thereafter all the Sahaba and companions radiyallahu anhum ajma'in and the awliyaullah. So that is what we believe in as the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we follow the four schools of thought. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us the true understanding of our deen of Islam. Let us take you across the world and give you stories, okay, from Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. It seems that Netanyahu is coming back to be the prime minister. This is not the final results, but that is what is anticipated and expected. I told you that they can never win an election. There's 120 seats in the Knesset. He won about 30, 31, 32 seats with the far right, that is other terrorists with him. So you must remember, they will make life much more difficult for the Palestinians. So they will reach 60, 61. That 61 is a bit, you understand, debatable, but it seems like that is what they are expecting. And then again, there will be horse trading and so forth and so on. So we will have to wait and see what the final results will be. But for us, remember, the Jutlas and the Jews, they are the cursed nation of the earth and not the chosen people of this earth. Second, look at Biden. What Biden said yesterday? Biden says, Iran, you are an accomplice in a crime, that you are killing innocent people there in Ukraine with your assistance of Russia. So turn it the other way around. You, Biden, you American presidents, for the past 74 years, you are giving material support to the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel. And we find from 74, Nixon went, and after that, every president went there to Israel. And who is giving them arms, ammunition to murder the Palestinians, to occupy and annex the land of the Palestinians against international law? So are you not an accomplice in this crime, war crimes? The whole world can see the biggest terrorists today in the world, America and Israel. So therefore we support the harami, the big harami, that is Putin. But Putin is giving you such a thrashing. If you know what is happening in Kiev, and that's the capital of Ukraine, you will find many places no electricity, no water, and remember, he's bringing them to their knees. And winter is coming. It will be the worst winter in the history of Ukraine and most parts of Europe. Remember, Europe is so worried and concerned what will happen. Now you see election season, when a person is defeated, he finds very difficult to concede and accept. So now the Brazilian Lula, we support Lula, he's a great friend of the Palestinians, he won the elections. So the guy who was the incumbent, Bolsonaro, whatever his name is, so he didn't concede 100%, but he said everything will work according to the constitution. So now the transition is taking place, and Lula will be the president of Brazil, whether the Jutlas like it or not. So that is again another nail in the coffin of the Jutlas and the Jews and Zionists. You see Clinton and Trump, from 2016 this is going on. Clinton, this is Hillary, she thought that she will definitely become the first female president of America, and Trump beat her, and till today her ego is hurt very, very badly. So now she's suing Trump for $1 million, and she say, you said this, you said this. So Trump knows what to do with her. Then we got our clowns. These are the real clowns of the Arab League. You must remember meeting in Algeria yesterday and today. They say 1st of November and 2nd November. So what was the point under discussion? Palestine. So what are now they going to say? Saudi Arabia, Emirates and Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan and Egypt. They have made peace. Saudi Arabia are dealing with the Israelis. You must remember, under the table, we all know about that. So you must be blind not to understand it. So that is the point of discussion there. So again, they are split. Then the Abrahamic Accord. For us as Muslims, the Abrahamic Accord is not worth the paper on which it's written. It must be taken and shredded to pieces. So we must understand the real politics going on. And as it is, this Arab League is better they disband, hopeless, useless, most of them murtad and shaitan and enemies of Islam. We take you back to South America, Ecuador. There you must remember they have big problem with the drug cartel and so forth. So these people shot dead yesterday, last night, 5 policemen. So there's big problems there in Ecuador. Then we come to Rishi. Rishi and his minister, the Indians are in big trouble. You know, when we were young, we used to read about the red Indians. So now we got the Indians, or Rishi and his minister. She's also Indian. So now listen to this story. So now the Labour, that is the opposition, who will win a landslide victory if elections is held this year. So what happens is, they have a place there for refugees. Oh, you must remember, people who must be interrogated, asylum center and so forth. It's only, you know, supposed to accommodate 1,600 people or so, but they got 4,000 people there. And they are going through difficult times and so forth. So Rishi Rich, he says, no, UK is a very compassionate country, and you know, we do not ill-treat people, and he's covering up for his minister, that same minister who resigned after she was disgraced under trust, you know, trust in big trouble. That the Nord Stream pipeline, who bombed it and who took this? So after it happened, 1 minute after it happened, so she sent a message, you must remember, to Blinken there in America, done, the job is done. How come 1 minute after that, the Russians, they hacked into a phone? Go listen to the whole interview of George Galloway and you will find it there as well. So Rishi, you and your minister, big trouble for you. And now they want to send you back to India, you know. So that is what they are hackling you as well. Elon Musk, he's a South African, he's doing us a big favor. He fired a whole lot, everybody. You see, if you know anything about Twitter, I send a message, and if it is anti-Jutla, or anti-vaccine, or anti-American, or whatever, many times they will block it, and it will not go through. They'll give you some story. Elon Musk say, you go to hell. So he sent them all. Many Indians also, from India and others, were blocking things against India, against Modi, and the apartheid regime of Israel and India. So now Musk say, I'm in charge. Very good, Musk. On that score, we're 100% with you. You did us a big favor. All of you Muslims, all of you, whether you're Muslim, non-Muslim, you're in favor of justice, you're in favor of free speech, now is your time. Remember that. Tweet and tweet and tweet as much as possible about the Palestine issue and about the Muslim suffering in India, Palestine, and in Syria and Libya and Afghanistan and many, many other parts of the world. See, Kudrat ka karishma. All of you in favor of Americanos, American and the Yankees. See how Allah turns the table. So the Americans came, 48 countries came, and they were training the Afghan, the Navy SEALs, giving them the best tactics and everything. So these mortars who were trained, Afghanis, who were trained by America, now they're joining the Russian army. Putin say, come here, you guys are champions, you love to fight, right? You can fight on behalf of Russia. One side I got the Chechens, one side I got you Afghan guys, and I will be the commander-in-chief, and we will take on America. We will take on NATO. We will take on Israel. We will take on Europe. So that's what we want. We can't expect this from our Muslim countries and Arab countries. They are important, good for nothing. Last very, very sad story, this is our beloved country, everywhere hopeless, useless. You know what is South Africa's new name? South Africa's new name is we are the femicide country of the world with the greatest amount of gender violence against women. You saw how Muslims, some of them hitting and abusing, assaulting their wives. And you must remember this, that in South Africa, we've got laws. But what happens? That they had a conference 3-4 years ago. You know how much money was given? Listen carefully. Oh, esteemed listeners of Ansar and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, 21 billion rand. How much? 21 billion rand. Upilo Mali Baba, where's the money? Hayazi, we don't know. You see, so that is our South Africa. And the statistics is showing in the wrong direction from April till now. So how many months is that? You can work it out. 800 plus women that they were abused, assaulted, some raped, some killed, and what and what. A shame and a stain and a disgrace for South Africa and more so the government and the ruling party. That is where we are today. Quickly, let me give you the roundup of today's events, inshallah, and programs. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Hamza, inshallah, Kara with our brother Maulana Zaid Khan in the interview. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be tafsir. I'll be leaving, inshallah, for my tour, inshallah, to Limpopo. Tonight we will be in Bella Bella, Wombats. The program will be in the mosque and the masjid, inshallah al-Aziz, between Maghrib and Isha. You contact Mohana Ibrahim Rawat, inshallah, for further details. Wednesday afternoon, duas are accepted. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large.
Ustaz, I've got a message from Jonathan. He says here that to all those Jewish people that were praising you and Islam yesterday, you all are traitors. Jonathan Ustaz.
You see, Jonathan, when the truth comes to you, so you must remember you got jaundiced eye. When I show you a red apple, then you say that you must remember it is not a red apple, it's now yellow. Why? Because you got yellow jaundice, you see. So we can't help it, Jonathan. If you can't see, you know Israel is a rogue state, is an apartheid state, is a terrorist regime and a Nazi regime. One settler, one bullet will settle all issues. So look at yourself. You are a traitor to humanity, my brother. And it's because of people like you. You know Netanyahu is up for fraud charges, corruption charges. Therefore, by hook or crook, he wants to come in. He joined the right wing there and the far right. Why? Because if he becomes prime minister, all these charges against him will be squashed and so forth. Otherwise, nice, then it's strong too for him. It'll be prison, just like your uncle there, Kadzef. You know, Kadzef couldn't look after his rifle. He was raping the woman. So, president of Israel. Then you had Olmert, the prime minister. He also landed up in prison. So, we make dua. We beg Allah. Ya Allah, send him also, Netanyahu, to jail. So, the curse from you must continue, and the punishment from you, O Almighty Allah, must continue.
Brother Eric says that, by any chance, who is the Russian general captured in Ukraine? Who start, Eric?
So you must remember, we don't know. Today is a war of propaganda. They will tell you, we captured this one. Then Russians will say, we captured this one. This one will say, we blew up this place. That one will say. Yesterday, the news that was breaking is Russia told them that the one place or one city, 70,000 of you, we're going to transfer you and evacuate you to Russia, because remember, we're going to start bombing there and so forth. What can Ukraine do? They don't have electricity. They don't have water in many places. And remember that the Europe, America are getting tired now. And for Putin, he's building more and more support. He's got support of China, he's got support of Iran, he's got support of India. They're cutting deals like you can't believe. He's got support of Turkey. So many countries told America, go to hell. You can't dictate to us. South Africa also is helping Russia in one way or the other. They're not condemning Russia. So therefore, the tide is turning against them.
Somebody wants to know, we start from Lent South. Mufti Sahab, is it okay if I cheat my electricity meter because they keep overcharging us? We tired, Mufti Sahab, from Lens South to start.
So what you mean you want to cheat? You're going to get somebody to cook up the meter. Instead of going upwards, they'll go downwards. So you must remember, then you will pull a Soweto. You know what it means to pull a Soweto? No. Soweto, they owe Eskom how much? 5 billion rand.
Sure.
5 billion rand. And the premier of Gauteng, Sufi. So one person asked me, this premier is a Muslim, he belongs to the Sufi. I said, no, Sufi is the good people, they're there in Durban. And these people, how we got Majid Sufi here? So he's not Muslim. So he said that this debt must be written off. So then Eskom said, if you're going to write this off, then all the municipalities will say that what we owe must be written off. So therefore, that will not fly, it will not happen. So no, my brother, hadith in Tirmidhi, وَلَا تَخُنْ مَنَ خَانَكْ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when people do you down, then that does not mean you must do them down and so forth, that you'll be deceiving them and using your word cheating them. Not permissible in Islam. Two wrongs don't make a right.
I've got Colin. He says that, could you please tell me why is Pakistan so afraid of the United States to start? Colin.
So you must remember which Pakistan. If you're speaking of the current government, 100%, they have to take all their instructions from America and so forth. You're the pity, my brother Colin, you don't know Urdu. If you know Urdu, so you will see everywhere. In Canada, there was a whole big bus and an entourage. You had to imported government here. They had to corruption here. So this government is not elected by Pakistan. This is an imported government. You must remember Imran Khan, when he was the prime minister, he told America, he told Europe, you go to hell. We are not going to take instructions from you. We are an autonomous country. We will decide what is the best. For a Pakistani politician to tell them that in public was a big smack in their face. So they got the corrupted, the whole lot, everyone was there, Molana, no Molana, everyone part of the corruption. And you must remember, they were paid thousands and millions of dollars, and that's how they came into power. So if you're speaking of the current government, Colin, you're 100% right. They are so frightened. Otherwise, you must remember this, if they want some credibility, if this government, right, if they want current government, if they want some credibility, they can tell America, see, that we are carrying out your instructions, but the public is not accepting us. They also know the truth, that if they have a free and fair election now, it will be landslide victory for Imran Khan and his party. So give us some credibility. So how? So our sister is there, Dr. Afia Siddiqui. You kept her there unlawfully, and you have sentenced her for 86 years unlawfully. So she is the daughter of Pakistan. Release her. You will get credibility. We will get credibility. And in that way, then they can change the tide that it is turning against them, because politics works like that, expediency. But we don't know, do they have the guts to even make that suggestion, because they're only interested in filling their pockets. You, Colin, do you know what America is going to do? America wants to make the facilities at Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, double it up. They say, what? That all these people, too many problems in Haiti and all these places, we will bring them and put them there. So imagine, instead of closing it down, they want to now, they're mulling, that's the word they use. They're mulling and thinking about doubling the facilities there. So that is your American politics. Remember that every one of them, if you study and you have critical thinking, they involve in war crimes, just like Israel.
I've got Sister Leila Ustad. She says that when it rains, do we have to stand in the rain to make dua, Sister Leila Ustad?
My Sister Leila, if you stand in the rain, you'll get very sick, and then you'll end up in hospital and clinic. No, my Sister Leila, everything of Islam is so wonderful, beautiful. I give you three examples. Because you just embraced Islam a few weeks ago, so once you understand, my Sister Leila, then the whole listeners, Muslim and non-Muslim, will understand. Number one, when it starts drizzling, just put your hand outside for 1-2 seconds and read the dua. Read now with me so you'll remember. Hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi. Hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi. Ya Allah, oh beloved Allah, this is the latest bounty directly from Almighty Allah. We can drink that water, we can use that water for ablution, we can put it in a bucket or what have you, and we can keep it in our house. It doesn't have to go or anywhere else to refinery or nothing. Directly from Almighty Allah's mercy. So that is the simple dua. Hadithu ahadin bi Rabbi, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, that is the sunnah. Not you stay in the rain and so forth, you'll get ill and sick, my sister. One. Two, look at the beauty. You're going to read Fajr Salat now, right? So the morning prayer. So what you did before that, ablution. Water has three characteristics. So you washed your hands first, right? So what you did, you came to know the color of the water. Then you inserted the water in your mouth. You came to know the taste of the water. Then you inserted in your nostrils. You came to know the smell of the water. Once it passed all three tests, the color is right, the taste is right, the smell is right, then Quran Sharif Allah says, فَغْسِلُوا هُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. You will wash your face, you will wash your hands, including the elbow, and make masah, little bit water you will put on your head. Why? If you're going to put too much water, you'll get sick. So little bit only, and you wash your feet, including the ankles. Look at the beauty, the natural system of Islam. Everything is a miracle because it comes directly from Almighty Allah. That is the theory. And the practical way is shown by the Master Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, that what type of food does a frog fall under, Ustad? Are frogs halal to cook and eat, Ustad?
Remember that Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah made the most tawassu. Tawassu means he was the one who was most flexible on this issue. Among the scholars and jurors of Islam, what did he say? Jami'u ma fil bahri halalun illa dhifda. That, remember that, everything in the ocean is halal for Muslim consumption, according to Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, except the dhifda, except the frog. So why we can't? They can't eat the frog. The hadith is mentioned, you must remember, in Abu Dawood, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam an qatli dhifda. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam said, it's not permissible for you to kill frogs and so forth. Now Islam has a rationale, a wisdom for everything. You see, when Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the people who had a big festival, he looked to the sky and the stars and what? فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He told them, I'm ill, I'm sick. He meant, I'm sick of your kufr and your shirk, your blasphemy, your polytheism, idol worship. So he went to where their idols were, smashed it to smotherings, and he took the axe and left it by the big one. So they were fed up, and then they summoned him. You did this? He said, no, ask the big one. He did it. So meaning that how foolish can you be? You worshipping idols. People can urinate and defecate on them. And you telling me that this idol is going to help you? He's trying to give them that message. So when people are in a corner, then they threaten you, blackmail you. So they said, now we must burn him. You see, Yana, that we say, harriquhu wansuru aliyatakum. Help your deities and demigods, demigods. And we must build then a big furnace and fire inferno. So they did that. And he was catapulted into the fire. So the frog came and he started pouring water. What you doing, frog? Frog say, I want to extinguish this fire. I want to help him, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yeah. So the law came, no one is allowed to kill frogs. Everything in Islam, you must remember, has got reasons for it. And then health reason and this reason. So therefore, frogs, ijma and all four schools say, is haram and not permissible for Muslim consumption.
I see Sebastian says that, but AK, we as non-Muslims leave our parents home at the age of 21. Why do you Indians stay with your parents till they pass on? Come on now, AK, you guys can't be so stingy. Spend a little. Sebastian, you start.
So just to give you another answer, I'm giving you the Muslim answer, and just to, why you think the royal family, all of them used to stay with the queen? Where was old Charles? He waited for 73 years or 70 years to get the job, you know? And where are all the, they all stay together. Therefore, one person said the royal family got Indian blood in them. They all stay together, you see? Now, let me give you the real answer, my brother Sebastian. Anything you want to know, you must ask. I love it when you ask. And you must never censor your questions. Whatever is in your heart, you must ask. Now, I want you, Sebastian, to do some homework. You're going to do it, right? So now write down chapter 17 and verse 23-24, right? You got it, Sebastian? Chapter 17, verses 23-24 of the glorious Quran. And if you want Quran, go to Quran Made Easy, Quran, and Made Easy, Mufti Afzal Ilya, Mufti Afzal Hussein. So Hossen. So I read for you. وَقَضَى chapter 17 verses 23-24 وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your sustainer, nourisher, provider has commanded you, you should not worship anybody, anything but him, and do good unto your parents. And especially when imma yablughanna indaka al-kibara ahaduhuma aw kilahuma, more so when both your parents or one of them reach old age. You have reached 20, 21, 25, they have reached 70, 80, 90. Fala taqul lahuma uff, do not say one word to hurt their feelings. Wala tanharhuma, do not shout and scream and criticize them and raise your voice. Wa qul lahuma qawlan karima, and speak to them in an honorable manner. So what's happening to you, Sebastian, and the Western decadent satanic society? وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. So you're flying with your degrees. You're flying first class. You're flying with your cars. You're flying with your cell phones and your gadgets and computers. Lower your wings of mercy for them. وَقُلْ, and cry to Allah. Petition Allah. Beg Allah. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا. Oh Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. as they trained me, nurtured me when I was a baby, when I was an infant, when I was growing up. Sebastian, go back 30 years, 40 years, when you were an infant, when you were a baby. What things we used to do, tantrums and throw the toys out of the cot and what have you. But that father, that mother gave you unconditional love. Then what you did, Sebastian, and your Western culture, when your parents were old and they needed you the most, you dumped them in the old age home. And you said, I will wait for Father's Day and Mother's Day, and then I'll remember you. Juxtapose the Islamic one for us. It's an honor to keep our parents when they're 70, 80, 90 years old. We will kiss their hands, kiss their forehead, and cry to Allah, Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And your system, the satanic system, you dump them in the old age home and they're cursing you. Where are my children? Where are my grandchildren? They come and see me on Mother's Day and Father's Day. Be honest about it, Sebastian, which has got nothing to do with money as you're suggesting. Which is the better system? You tell me, Sebastian. Just say yes or no. That yes means our system is better. No means that your system is better. Quick, I'm rushing now.
He says definitely yours, and he's apologizing.
No apology. I don't want you to apologize. I just want to what? To now stimulate your mind, and you must understand. Al-jannatu tahta aqdamil ummahat. People ask me, where to where you went? I said, we used to love our mother and mother-in-law. I kept my mother-in-law, she was blind. She passed away here. What you will do, you will dump her in the old age home and you will forget about her. So your Western system is a satanic system across the spectrum. So therefore, you will never go far. You children, go kiss your parents and take their du'as. Tomorrow might be too late. Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.